Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. Here's your host, Kush.
Hello.
And of course, I'm Henderson, man. What's up, buddy?
Nothing. So I think we both want to just do the show, get it over with, and just put it up and be done with it.
We're a little late running this show because there was a little holiday here in the States. I don't know if Canadians celebrate Christmas, but I know we do. So,
and then after the holiday, Rob ended up picking up Star Wars The Old Republic, and he was like, fuck this show, I'm doing this for 24 hours.
But we got some voicemails, though.
Our unknown person is now a Brian. His name's Brian. And
yes.
On Twitter, he's Brian Saurus Rex or some shit like that, because he thinks he's all funny and clever. But he's not really. But anyways.
I've been loving the exchange of Brian and Hotcakes Man and several other people. I'm not crazy.
It's become our own little meme.
I gotta send them damn shirts out today. I keep forgetting to.
See, Brian, don't blame me. Blame him.
Yeah, it's my fault. I haven't sent them out yet. Dude, there's a lot going on. It's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. This is. Cat, you know, there's no. I don't have a speeder bike that can send it to you. I'm sorry.
That's right. I didn't pay the taxi service with Imperial credits.
So here is another long voicemail from Mr. Crazy.
Oh, hey, guys. Guess who? I mean, how could you not remember who this beautiful voice belongs to, right? Anyway, just wanted to call in, let you guys know I did a little soul-searching. I've come to the conclusion that I might be a little bit crazy. Yeah, shocking, right? Just a little bit, though. That's pretty much it. And I guess I do have some sort of kind of semi-quasi-gaming relative stuff to talk about, but I just want to know what
like
you guys
the
thought
opposite
of the
fucking random
PS Vita, I guess.
Random
Vita,
like just
PlayStation Vita, yeah. That little thing kind of looks like a PlayStation 3 to me. I mean, what the fuck am I saying? A PSP 3? Sorry, on Japan, right?
I don't know, man.
I don't really care what you guys think about it, but just trying to make small talk, all that good shit, you know, right? you guys need something to, talk about, right? I'm not crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I wish you guys
I'm not
holidays,
crazy,
but I'm not
really
crazy.
Like either of you, so
I'm not crazy.
Yeah,
there
crazy.
You go.
He's
bah
crazy.
Humbug. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess his question was about the PlayStation Vita. Which
I don't
is, I think he's, you know, calling it the Vita or whatever because he thought he was being funny, but he's not really being funny. That's why he's a listener and not a podcaster. This is sort of, we can go into news about this, is that, like, I guess apparently in the second week, the sales just completely, you know, just dove into the tank under
that,
the Wii.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. It kind of does because of the being the holidays. I don't know how Japan really celebrates Christmas over there. I'm pretty sure they don't know.
The PSP sold more.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I mean, there's no perfect person than, you know, Mr. Crazy to tell us about the craziness.
So I'm glad to see the prices of the memory cards here in the States dropped a tad bit, but still, the whole memory card thing's kind of turned me off to the Vita. I was real excited, now I'm kind of,
Yeah, it's just, I look at it and I just think, oh, this is some nice hardware, but the software, the memory is just like, oh, forget it, I don't want
like,
it.
Like, the only good thing that's really coming out that I'm interested in is Uncharted, but I'm about Uncharted out at this point after playing the third one. I'm just like, I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, that's like the last game I'd ever want to play on there.
And the fact that it's a prequel is even less exciting because I know it's not going to have certain people in it. It's going to be Sully and Drake, and that'll be it.
Yeah, who knows? He sent in another voicemail trying to be funny again.
Oh, God.
Hey!
Why is he gotta...
No, I'm just screwing with you. Just wanted to hear you complain on the podcast about your phone going off repeatedly again. Peace, bitch.
See, he's just an asshole.
Peace, bitch. Konnichiwa, motherfuckers.
So, before all that, we did get one weird voicemail, which I think you said, oh, it's from Iowa, so it must be this guy. Who was that? Is that Tom Chuck?
Tom Chuck, yeah, but he swears it wasn't him, because he's never really listened to the show, but he's from Undercover Unitard.
He's also from Iowa, so he's a liar. Well, at least all Iowans are. You know, that's super fro.
Now, wait a second.
His fro is not super.
Did you say hi to, when you were in Iowa, did you say hi to Super Fro?
No, because he lives somewhere else. He doesn't live in
Dubuque,
thankfully.
No, Iowa's just one big, like, city.
And I'll say I don't really hate Iowa. I mean, I don't like Dubuque, but I've been to other
Dubuque,
places. I've been to,
like
Waterloo.
Am I
and
right? Am I right? Dubuque.
Dubuque. But Iowa's not that bad. It's just Dubuque's kind of crappy. And there's this East Dubuque, which is technically in Illinois, but it's really just like a city of strip clubs. It's just, it's really shitty. But anyways, here's not Time Chuck, maybe Time Chuck.
Anderson man, we have beef. How dare you attack Sinead O'Connor?
That was it.
What?
See, that's what, like, that was the first voicemail we got out of all these bunches. I was like, what the hell is this?
What? When did I attack Sinead O'Connor?
I don't know. Maybe when he saw a picture of you with your head shaved or something. You look like
maybe,
a giant baby.
But I didn't have a picture of that up until, like, the other day.
I don't know. It's just more. All our listeners are apparently crazy. So, here's Hotcakes, man.
Hey, it's Hotcakes. Just want to say I think I'm almost at the end of Skyrim, and I'm not crazy. Hashtag, I'm not crazy.
That's Hotcakes, man. And then we did get a second voicemail from Mr. Time Chuck, not Time Chuck, whatever. He's pretty angry with you.
Anderson man, you motherfucker. You call spoilers for fucking 12-year-old goddamn video games, but new books and new movies, you just fucking run right into shit, don't you? You motherfucker.
That's it.
That voice does sound familiar. I don't know.
I don't know.
It has to be. It has to be Charlie. He's fucking with us. I know it is.
Yeah, I only started listening to it. I actually listened to it and I approved it. But so
yeah, you've listened to it. I think you listened to like two episodes.
Yeah,
I think,
the last two, I think.
Because I didn't understand what you were talking about when you said what was it you said? I've heard.
I forgot what they said. Yeah, it's like their show is so their show is crazy, man. It is just really, like. The entire, like, half the episode just on and off, and it's just like, oh, this actress is attractive. Oh, I'd want to do her. And then it's like, oh, I find this one really attractive. And this one, and then the other host is like, no, you don't, you liar. You know I find this kind of woman disgusting. You just showed me pictures of her because you know it. And I know you don't like her either. The show's crazy.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Awesome. They're funny.
Yeah, it's not too shabby. But yeah, that's it for all the voicemails. So yeah, I don't fucking even know where to go after all that crap. I'm happy we're at least getting voicemails now, as crazy as they are.
Yay, voicemails!
Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, huh?
So, I'm kind of loving this game. I had to get a graphics card for my computer. I did the download route because I bought the game on Christmas night. So I bought the downloaded version because I knew it would take forever to patch and everything.
Yeah,
so
it's like fucking 28 gigs or some crazy giant size.
I went to sleep and it was still downloading, and when I woke up, it was done. And I basically just kind of like 4 in the morning made my character because my computer's onboard graphics card let me do that.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have that much voice in the game and in a game that big.
And that's the great thing about this game. There's like everything is voiced, and that's kind of awesome. And the voice, you know, you're going to hear a lot of familiar voices, especially if you played any kind of BioWare RPG. To start out, Star Wars The Old Republic, the opening quest area, I'm playing a smuggler, and I'm playing on the side of the Republic. And when you start out the game, it feels very much like you're playing Dragon Age or, you know, Knights of the Old Republic or something like that, because I never had to team up with anybody. There are quests in the area where it says, like, they're called heroics, and it usually says heroics 2+, because basically they're going to be tougher than your normal enemies, and you can team up and take out certain. It's usually just like, oh, kill 5 of these chief monsters, and you kill those and you get experience points and money and stuff like that. And there's a few of those quests that don't really, you know, it's just like your typical MMO when you go to a quest giver, it's like kill 5 of these. But then there's just like these missions where it's like you go in here and find a computer and shut it off. I mean, it's your typical MMO stuff. What's great about this game, I think, is the fact is it doesn't really force you to play as in a party. And as I've gotten out of the opening area, they introduce these things called flashpoints, which are basically you get a group together and you go on these special missions that are story-based missions that have complete dialogue and everything, and they're just so cool. It's not like, oh, we're going to go in here and kill this boss monster. I mean, you're running like the first one I went through, you're on a starship that gets attacked, and, you know, you get to make choices during these missions that affect your light and dark side. I'm just very impressed with the game. It's not at all what I really expected, because it feels like after playing like Mass Effect 2, and Dragon Age 2, it almost feels like this is where the team that made the originals, Mass Effect 1 and Dragon Age 1, kind of went after they finished those projects. It just makes me feel that, you know, Mass Effect 2 and and Dragon Age 2 were the B team, and this is where the A team went.
I don't think that's how it worked.
That's what it feels like to me, because I feel like this is, to me, this is the game I wanted Dragon Age 2 and Mass Effect 2 to be. And, I mean, yeah, it's an MMO. You're probably going to, I don't know if you're going to have to team up. I mean, from what I understand, you don't really have to team up. Most of it just feels really single player focused.
I think there are points at, like, the end game where you have to team up that are not story related. Like, I think mm-hmm. that's what I remember hearing is that, you know, at the end, there'll be these big mega quests that are completely optional, but that you will need to team up to do.
Right, I think that's kind of like the instances of war. But like that's like what I was saying. They're called. I think that's the flashpoints because that's like when I got out of the opening area, it gave me this option. It's like, hey, you can go on to Coruscant. You know, that's your main homeworld, and you can go on the Coruscant. You just get in this StarCraft here and go. However, there's a nice cushy ship that
cushy.
Yeah, it's a more comfortable ship, you know, but it could get attacked. It seems to get attacked very often. So you're like, and then that's when it says go here and get on this ship. But they tell you that hey, to have a +2 in your party, so at least have two people in your party. Which I think I've noticed in this game that the party size is only 4 players, which I kind of like because it was always a pain in the ass to try to find 6 people in a party. Now you've only got to find 4, and if you don't have 4 people to do it. If you only have another person, you can bring your companions along, so you can have one companion for each character, and your AI for your companion seems pretty good. Although my companion's a soldier, and he's got this attack that he sends out these, I don't know, like tentacles, and he pulls the enemy over to him so he can hit it with a keep bashing it, which is kind of annoying when you're a smuggler and trying to shoot them from across the room, and suddenly they're going flying behind you, and you've got to get up and turn around and shoot them there. But the smuggler class to me is fun. I unlocked my advanced class at level 10, which I've hit level 13 already.
What is the level cap? Is it 50?
From what I understand, it's 50 is what okay. I've seen on Twitter.
That's what yesterday. I think I've heard from people. I mean, they've all just seemed to say, "Oh, you know, I'll be hitting level 50 at this point." It seems that's the level cap.
Yeah, and that's what I like about this game. I don't care about level caps and all that. I mean, the world itself is just interesting to me, and you know, there's lots of side quests to do. Like I said, it just feels like your typical single player RPG with I don't know, almost like they just added co-op to you know a Dragon Age or Mass Effect. It's what it really feels like, and it's kind of fresh. And I honestly haven't played an MMO since Final Fantasy 14. I mean, or 11.
God, and, that game was fucking annoying.
And like before that, I played EverQuest. But I mean, I've played like a little bit of WoW, which I'm kind of interested to play WoW now that I got a.
We all tried WoW with Gus.
Yeah, you guys. I didn't have a computer that could run it. I tried it for like 5 minutes, and
yeah, I think I remember like seeing you for a second or something. Then you're just like, "Oh, that didn't work. Forget it."
Yeah, it was like every time I would take a step, my computer would like lag or something. I'm like, "This doesn't make sense." But the game, my computer may not be strong enough to run Star Wars on the. All my settings are on high except for Shadows. The game doesn't look that great, so I don't know if that's just my PC or if the game doesn't look that great. I've taken a little hit to my frame rate and stuff, but when I turned off Shadows, it runs pretty good. That's about the only thing I've turned off,
Yeah. Which
I don't need no damn Shadows. You know, it's to me, this isn't the kind of game. This isn't like Crysis or anything.
In space, there are no Shadows.
Yes, no. In space, there are more Shadows because there's more suns. This is Star Wars, man.
No, there are more moons blocking the sun.
So is there anything in particular you want to know about this game that I haven't hit on?
For me, not really. I mean, I know plenty about the game, and I know that I'd probably really like it just because Knights of the Old Republic is one of my favorite games of all time, and all I've wanted forever is a sequel to it, and it seems that this is very much that. I'm not willing to spend $60 for an MMO and then potentially get hooked into it and then have to drop $15 a month right now. I'm just, yeah, that's not something I'm looking
for. With you being in school and stuff, that's a pain too. Cause
it's like I don't like the way MMOs cost. I think that if you're going to charge me a monthly fee, don't charge me full price for the game. And I know there's, you know, there's plenty of arguments against that, and I can completely understand them. But just for me, it's just, I don't like that. I'd rather pay, if it was like $40, I'd probably buy it.
Right. And maybe there'll be some sales on it or something.
I'm sure there will. There are always sales on everything.
I would love to see you get this because I would love to join up with you and play. Because it would be nice to have somebody that I'm like, hey, Kush and I, we can do these flashpoints and stuff. Because it's kind of annoying to get in a group of people that you don't know. Because I went through one of the flashpoints last night with a group of people I didn't know. Which was fine. It was a random group and we did well. And I'm playing a female character. So it's kind of funny because I think these people think I'm a girl.
Of course.
And so I'm just kind of like, I play it off because I'm like, hey, I make stupid mistakes. And they don't hold it against me or anything.
They're like, aw, do you want some help? Do you want some potions? I'll give you my lightsaber.
So, but, yeah, I'm really enjoying the game a hell of a lot more than I thought I would. It's Big Steven's fault because he bought it, and I'm like, that sounds kind of fun.
I swear to God, if he ran off a cliff, so would you. Because it's always like, oh, he bought Cabela's. He's talking about it, so I bought Cabela's. You follow the big man.
I like Steven. But when I'm
not saying anything against him. I'm saying everything against you. There's nothing wrong with Big Steven. It's all you.
But, you know, it sounded fun, so I bought into it and upgraded. You know, basically, yeah. The game was $60. My graphics card was $50. I mean, I didn't get a high-end graphics card.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to buy another graphics card later on, but, you know, this is enough to get me started.
So were you jumping into a bunch of games on Steam this morning, testing out your new graphics card, seeing if they could run?
I was just kind of playing around with it and see what I had, because I bought a bunch of games in the past that, and I didn't have a graphics card, but some of them would play okay, and yeah. I wanted to see if they looked better with the graphics card, but yeah, I picked up a whole bunch of Star Wars games.
And I saw you picked up some fucking weird RPG thing that is like
Resetir.
Tales of a Supermarket or something.
Yeah, that's I've had that for a while. That's a cute little game, but I just kind of jumped in there and tried it out again, but I didn't play it for 5 minutes.
You're not the only one who's been playing an MMO.
Oh.
I jumped into DCUO.
I couldn't get into that. Are you playing it on PC or PS?
Yeah, PC. And I'm going to be getting a 360 controller just to mess around with the PC. So I don't know if that's even compatible with that game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would. And I have no idea what it's like compared to when it launched. It could be completely different. It could be exactly the same. But I'm finding it surprisingly fun. And I think, you know, one of the things is that it definitely feels like a PS3 title. Or at least, you know, it's built for a console and a controller. Because the way the combat is, it's not like, oh, here, click, and then you watch an attack, and then you wait for it to reload or anything like that, or just click. It feels more real-time, and it's just, like, actual action-based, so I like that about it, and I think it actually looks pretty. I really like the art style, and I think it looks pretty damn good, so.
Yeah, Star Wars The Old Republic also doesn't have an auto-attack feature, so you just click on somebody, and then you still have to, like, if you right-click on the mouse, you'll do your attack, or, you know, you can hit 1, 2, 3, or 4, just depending on what you've got your buttons, your attacks mapped to. It feels weird, because I'm so used to, like, most games being that auto-attack thing on MMOs, so I hit the button once, and I just stand there while I'm getting shot, going, derp.
Yeah. I'm having fun with it. My character's name is Sergeant Sausage. I have no idea if there are like different servers on this game or not, because I didn't ever have a menu screen saying which server would you want to go into or this. It's just, you know, there was just PvE or PvP. So that was kind of confusing. Like, I don't know if you do that later or if it just automatically throws you into one that's light or something. I don't know.
I bet it does something later because I never got through the open area.
I would
area.
Assume it does because I can't imagine a game that's just like, there's two servers, PvE and PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Or either I'm already in one and, you know, it just doesn't tell you. Just like, oh, here's a light one that you won't have any problems with, so we're going to throw you in here and you can change it later on in the game.
That was the weirdest thing about Final Fantasy XI. When you started out in that game, it's like it picked you a server. No,
that entire game was just...
And it was like, you couldn't... So, like, if you're... Like, me and my ex-wife, we were playing it together. So, when I made my character out and got in... Okay, I got... You know, I just chose the first server they threw up there. But then I was like, I don't want her to be in a different server than me. So, I had to keep, like, reloading the character and try to re-enter the world until it gave me the option to join the server that she was in. And I was like, that's so fucking weird.
That was the first MMO I played. And it was all because I was in a clan at that time. So, it was just... I was like, okay, fine, I'll play this. And then I'm just like, oh, this is so annoying. And the whole downloading all that crap back then was just really annoying. I don't know, the game bugged me. And then every time you die, you lose XP. And I go down a level, and I'm like, fuck this game.
I don't know if that's going to happen in Star Wars. I don't know if you lose XP when you die. I haven't, or if I'm not even at that level where I'm dying and losing XP yet.
Who knows? But yeah, that's all the MMO talk. More MMO talk than anyone ever expected from us.
I know, isn't it?
But we also both played Trine 2.
That's a beautiful game on 360.
Yeah, it's a beautiful game in general. That's just a beautiful game. It's almost too beautiful at times. Sometimes it just like stabs your eyes with all its color.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I'm not crazy. Yeah. It's more of the same from the first game, but it seems like the character sprites are larger. Did I say sprites? What the fuck is wrong with me? They're not sprites. The characters are larger on the screen, and, you know, it's a good game.
Yeah, it's really, really good. You know, you get a lot for the $15. It's definitely, like, I would not have a problem paying I would not have a problem paying exactly how much it costs. No, I wouldn't have a problem paying, you know, like, $30 for it or anything. I think it's definitely worth it. I mean, just visually, it's beautiful and just
How the game like lets you do your own thing to choose, like, to figure out puzzles and stuff, because I'm like, and if you'll figure something out, you're like, that's pretty smart. Like, I seen these two vials up there and there was no way to grab onto them, but there was a spiked wall underneath of them, and I took a box and put the box up into the spikes so the spikes would hold this box, and then I took a plank and stuck it in between the box, and so that gave me a platform to jump up to. So I could get up there to get those. And I thought, hey, I'm smart. I'm very smart.
It definitely allows for your own creativity and lets you, like, oh, I prefer this character, so I'm going to, you know, solve the puzzle with that. Though I do believe there are some puzzles in there that are pretty much, okay, there's really only one solution, maybe two. Mm-hmm. There are a few that seem like, I don't really even know how anyone could do anything other than this. And those are usually ones that involve, like, the environment things, like some of the ones with mirrors or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, is the mirror area.
I had a lot of fun with the game. I reviewed it. I gave it a high score. I liked the game a lot. I was kind of in a weird place when I wrote that review, because there's like one part of it was just like, oh, I'm going to rhyme for no fucking reason.
That's anything you do half the time you rhyme.
Yeah, I enjoy rhyming. What can I say? It's fun.
You like it for some reason.
Yep.
No matter the season.
But yeah, that's a really good game. I definitely recommend people pick it up. And it's got a co-op, online, offline.
Which I would say we should play that together, but why bother? We're not going to play anything together.
I'd prefer to play Saints Row 3 co-op before that.
Yeah, I'm getting down to the end of that one, I think. Got through the Deckers Die area. So.
Did you already clear out all the military guys?
No.
Okay. I want to get into your game and steal one of their trucks.
I haven't met the mayor yet. I haven't met the mayor yet. Apparently, Giant Bomb ruined the shit out of that for me.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
I didn't know about it, so.
So let's ruin it for everyone else.
No, I don't want to.
Including Time Chuck, because we've ruined books and movies, but not video games. So let's just spoil it.
The mayor is Kush.
Yeah, I'm the mayor.
He paid a lot of money to get his likeness and voice into the game.
What was really annoying?
Yeah.
What was really annoying is that for my model, I had to shave all of my beard except for my mustache.
What?
And I had to wear a cowboy hat.
No.
I know.
Oh, come on, dude. Anyway.
So, since the last show, the 3DS GBA Ambassador games finally came out.
And there were some fucking awesome games in that pack.
It pretty much. I don't know, I'm kind of blown away by what we got out of those. It's just kind of, that alone makes it all worth it, and that alone is just like, it's crazy that they gave all those to everyone for free. Not to everyone, but, you know, to people who bought or cheated the system like me.
So, my favorite so far, man, I haven't played Yoshi's Island in so long, and I went back and played that game again, and I just still love that game. That game was so fucking gorgeous back in its day, and it's amazing still to this day how fun that game is, and it cost me $40.
I can't believe you fucking did that.
I couldn't find it. I had to get it locally. I didn't want to wait and get it shipped in. I needed it.
It's so nuts. I need to get it now, even though I have a version of it right now.
No. It's different.
Oh, whatever. It's not different enough that you need it right now.
It's way different.
But not different enough that you need it right now.
Yes,
you couldn't wait a few days.
I needed it now.
Everyone, Rob's the 1%.
I'm.
He is the 1%. You hear? He just buys every video game ever, brand new for $40. He buys them when they're old for $40.
Not even brand new. It didn't even have a fucking case.
Yeah, I have the game complete. It's just sitting there. I didn't pay $40 for it. I haven't even played it in that. I don't even know when.
That's okay. You ain't played Zelda yet either.
Yeah, I haven't. It's like, you know, I got it just before I left, and I got home, and I'm just like, I kind of want to get through Batman.
Yeah.
Which I'll talk about later.
Did you finish Batman?
No.
Okay.
Metroid Fuse is my favorite GBA game, but that's one of my favorite Metroid games. Potentially my favorite. I love
that game. Yeah, that's a good game.
So much. And it holds up so well, and it looks beautiful, too. It's just, ugh. If you haven't played that ever yet, then you're in for a treat.
If you've got, if you're an ambassador, yeah. Which may not be, but
yeah, who knows.
Finally, a good eShop game. This is called Pushmo, which I've heard a lot of podcasts talking about, so I picked it up, and looks like you picked it up as well.
Yeah, I picked it up. I was like, whatever. There's like nothing ever that's decent that's exclusive to the system and somewhat uses 3D to a decent degree. So I was like, okay, right. I'll pick this up.
So it's a cute little puzzle game where you're pushing and pulling on blocks, and you're climbing these blocks and to get to save a child at the top of the blocks.
It's Catherine for kids.
It's Catherine, but it's just not that complicated. I mean, it gets kind of complicated where you might have to think about something for a little bit, but it's not as annoying as Catherine
is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nowhere near as complicated. And
you got time to think. You're not just like, oh, God, I gotta go.
There's no giant, crazy, aborted babies chasing after you. This isn't Train Spotting.
Right. So, but if you got a 3DS and you're looking for a little puzzle game, I would try this. The game I would stay away from on the eShop that just came out is Mighty Switch Force, which is the biggest bunch of shit I've ever seen in a game. When they showed video of this game, it looked like, hey, that looks like a little Mega Man-esque clone where you run around shooting things. And instead, it's, oh, look, these are some levels. Solve these little puzzles and try to do it in a certain amount of time for par for no reason. Just, ugh.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that game's fucking crap.
Speaking of the eShop, I'm so fucking pissed and annoyed that I never knew until just, you know, like a week or so ago that Kirby's Adventure came out as a 3D classic. Nobody ever fucking
told
me.
That.
No one told me. The shit never came up on my fucking screen. No one ever said a goddamn thing about this. This is probably my favorite NES game. It's one of my favorite games of all time. Kirby is my favorite Nintendo character. And I kept talking about like, oh, I really hope this was one of the NES games released. And I'm like, oh, I would kill. I'm like, Nintendo, please release this game and I'll spend fucking $80,000 to play it. And then apparently it did come out and no one fucking told me. And not even my 3DS wanted to tell me. It hid it from me. It never came up on the fucking new arrival screen. Fucking son of a bitch. So I picked that up, and I play that way more than Pushmo. I play the shit out of that game. I'm pretty much done with it, and then I'll just play it again, because I love that game. But God fucking damn it.
Nintendo did take $80,000 out of your checking account, I'm sorry. You were the guy that had that game brought out.
That's amazing, because I did not have $80,000 in my checking account to begin with, so.
Well, then I wouldn't go buy anything in the near future, because, yeah, you're going to get a shock for your life.
Apparently I will. Goodbye, college. Hello, Walmart. Fuck it. Do you think I can make it to Walmart? I'm going to Kmart because they're going out of business. So yeah, that's eShop shit. God damn it. Everyone
play
should buy
eShop.
Kirby's Adventure.
Play with your E-peen. What?
If you've never played Kirby's Adventure, buy it. Just go fucking buy it right now. It is fucking
amazing. I already bought it. Stop
deal.
Telling me to buy things.
It is an amazing deal. And there's not really much you can do with 3D on these, you know, old NES games, especially a game like that, but it's decent for what it is. So, I mean, it basically gives layers to the background and crap like that, so
yeah.
It looks fine. But
water
God,
looks
oh,
awesome.
God, I love that game. So let's move on out of that fucking eShop asshole.
Yeah, I picked up Dragon Quest V, Hand of the Heavenly Bride, which I hear is the best one of the Dragon Quest games, and I've played it for about an hour. It's more Dragon Quest. Nothing really exciting to talk about.
I picked up 9 recently, or whatever the newest one was, because it was 5 bucks.
Nine,
whatever, the last one came out on DS, yeah.
Okay, I was like, 9, what?
Yeah, I picked up this game that's just called 9. It's about this little puppet, and it's based on a Tim Burton movie. I'm sure that actually exists.
Probably does. Yoshi's Island DS. Pretty cool. Pay $40 for it. All right, Kush. Kush, what have you been playing?
Okay, well, I played Marvel Pinball, the recently released Vengeance and Virtue pack. But I played
it
so long ago.
Is it Revengeance and Revirtue?
No. No, this is actual English, not Jeppa English.
Jeppa English.
But it's been kind of a while since I've played those tables now, so it's kind of fuzzy. But they're all, as always, fantastic tables. I really like the Moon Knight table. Moonlighting. It's got
when
Bruce
the
Willis.
Moonlight hits your eyes.
And
it's like a
Cybill Shepherd, and they're bickering all the time. It's crazy. No, Moon Knight, that's probably my favorite table, surprisingly. It's not that colorful, because Moon Knight's not really that colorful of
a
character,
but
it's just
a
lot of fun.
Did you just pull out a Moonlight joke, and I just glazed over that?
Moonlighting, the TV show?
Yeah,
I did. That's that's where I went with it. But
that show's older than you are.
Is it? I don't know. I've seen it. I like the show. I don't know if it could be older than me, but who gives a shit? Bruce Willis is the man, and Cybill Shepherd's a bitch. But yeah, Moon Knight, the table, is pretty awesome. And right after that, I'd probably have to give it to Thor, and then X-Men, and
oh,
then
I'd
Ghost
like
Rider.
To Thor. Wait, yeah. What?
But overall, it's a really good deal. I mean, because the tables, I think, cost $240 separately, usually when they come out individually. And in this pack, it's 800 points, so that would make it 200 points each. And they're all pretty damn good tables.
Math is hard.
I would definitely recommend it for anyone who's, you know, been a fan of the Pinball FX or just, you know, Zen Pinball on PSN. Though I would assume anyone who is a fan has probably already picked it up, because if you're a fan of these games, you pretty much pick up every table right away. It's basically just fantastic as always, and I'm still, you know, we're all just basically waiting for them to screw up eventually. Who knows? Maybe that'll happen when they start releasing DC-themed tables, because everyone knows DC sucks. I'm just kidding. But I also have been playing Batman Arkham City.
Okay, spoilers. Batman is your dad.
Spoilers. The game's all right. I'm not really the biggest fan of it.
I was kind of disappointed. I liked it, but I was just, it just, it's being in an open world like it is, just kind of really, I don't know, took something away from it, I think.
I think part of the problem with it being an open world game is that more so than any game I've played in quite some time, this game fucking sucks at pushing you in the direction of the story. Even when I'm trying to actively seek it out, it's just sort of like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And then, something else is happening and I do that, or I'm just like, to me, it's so fucking horrible at just setting you on the right path. And
so you've hit Protocol 10, though, right?
I've, like, 10 minutes away. Like, where I stop is right when you start fighting Joker. Spoilers, whatever. After he's just taking
you fight
it,
the Joker in this
and you,
fucking game?
You go to, like, get the cure from him, and he's just let's fight. And it's where Protocol 10 or whatever, 10 minutes away. So, I don't know. I guess some crazy shit will happen. And I'll probably be able to go into that restricted area now, after the fight at least. Whatever. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm just really not enjoying the game that much. I can't remember Arkham Asylum that much as far as Batman goes, but I don't remember him being as much of an asshole as he is in this game. He is the biggest asshole. And for someone who's like, oh, he doesn't want to kill people, there's no way some of these people survive from what he does. Like, I interrogate a guy and he hangs him over a freaking ledge.
And then he just
fucking drops him three stories onto a glass ceiling that doesn't break because, you know, they just didn't program it to break. And I'm just like, you know, he probably fucking died because you dropped him on his head. I'm sure his neck snapped, so whatever.
The combat is still great in the game.
Yeah, the combat is fantastic. I mean, the combat is probably some of the best, if not the best, melee combat out there. And I just started thinking to myself, oh my god, I wish BioWare and Rocksteady would team up and bring me a new Jade Empire game. Because you give me that martial arts game and the combat of, you know, this Batman game, and just give me the story and all that kind of stuff from BioWare games.
Yeah, I don't like the setting of Jade Empire.
Oh, fuck you. You're a dickhead. You're one of those douchehead bags.
Douchehead bags?
I don't know what that was. I was like, douche bags. I was like, what? I was like, what's the word again? But yeah, I mean, I'm just not digging it that much. I don't know. It's just kind of annoying. I mean, the best part was the gagging and ungagging of Harley Quinn. I sat there for probably 5-10 minutes just constantly gagging her.
Hey, you can't get away with this.
I stopped after she just kept repeating herself.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she'd just keep changing up, or maybe switch between three different lines, but no. She just keeps saying, oh, if you're going to keep doing that, I'm not going to talk anymore. And she kept saying that. I'm like, oh, I guess I've had my fun with you. Now I'm just going to gag you and leave you. But yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. Like, that game would definitely, even having all the games I've still not played, this game wouldn't even be on my top 10 list of the year. So, I'm not with the popular opinion.
I don't think everybody was as excited for this one as Arkham Asylum was.
I think from what I've seen from a lot of people, there's very few who would not have it at least in the top 10. There are a lot of people who have it number one, you know, in their top 3.
Then again, you've missed some great games this year that you haven't played, which have kind of shocked me. I'm still surprised you've not played Dead Space 2.
Yeah, that is actually what I was thinking of playing next. Though I want to put in Skyward Sword and see if it can grab me, like, you know, Wind Waker, which was the last console game to grab me from Zelda.
When do you go back to school?
Like the middle of January.
I would go ahead and try to throw in Dead Space 2, because you'll knock that out pretty quick.
I guess that's your way of saying, I'm in no rush to get Skyward Sword back.
No, I'm not in any rush to get it back.
Yeah, like, there are a few games. Like, there's also Gears of War 3. I'd like, you know, go through that. And I don't know. There's some other ones. Who knows? Who knows what'll happen? But yeah, I also played...
Oh, did you say you got Gears of War 3?
I do have Gears of War 3.
Ah, okay,
so,
cool.
I mean, that's another one. I also picked up Alice, so I kind of like want to try that out.
You could probably skip that one for a while.
No, I can play whatever, whenever. You know, what I can skip is Batman. I just want to finish this game and get it the fuck out of my face.
You're almost done with Batman.
And it's what annoying part is also that Catwoman is pretty much non-existent in the story. I thought she was actually going to be in the story somewhat, but I guess she isn't. I felt like the whole, you know, DLC kind of thing was just, oh, you get to play as her, which I'm sure that's what it is, but I thought she was actually still in the story to some degree, but she hasn't been at all.
There's only like 5 missions that she has, and they're like really short. But then after you beat the game, spoilers, you go back into the city, and there's points where you can change between Batman or Catwoman.
Yeah, and I have the Riddler trophy specifically for her.
Yeah.
Which if you touch, it'll be like, yo, what are you doing? I'm the Riddler.
That's for a cat, not a bat!
I don't know. The game's just disappointing.
And I just hated some of the Riddler trophies this time.
I hate Batman. I don't like him in this game. I don't like him as a character. I don't think he's an enjoyable character in this game. He's just an annoying little asshole. And I just got to thinking to myself, you know, in movies and everything, Batman, as far as I know, unless he's, you know, I'm not that, you know, well-versed on the character or anything, but as far as I know, you know, one of the things people know about him is that he doesn't hurt people, or not hurt, he doesn't kill anyone. Mm-hmm. So when he's, you know, interrogating you and hanging you over a ledge like he does with the mayor or whatever, why are you acting all fucking scared? He's not gonna fucking drop you and kill you. Who cares? Don't tell him shit. What's he gonna do? He might beat you up a little bit. Who cares? He's already beating you up a bit. He's not gonna kill you.
If Batman held me over a ledge, and the fear of him accidentally dropping me would make me spill my guts.
No, but if he dropped me, he'd be like, oh, I'm a horrible person. I must kill myself. And then you'd be like, you just killed Batman by letting him kill you. Congratulations. You've done the impossible.
A winner is you. You win the internets.
Seriously, man. Why is he such an asshole in this game? It's just like, oh, he interrogates the guy and he's like, I'm not going to hurt you. And then he's like, fuck you. I'm going to elbow you right in the face.
You know what Batman doesn't do? He doesn't run with a plasma sword. Go!
Yeah, that's an iPhone game. It's an iPhone, iPad, universal app. It's another one of those endless kind of runner things, except for you can attack these enemies with your sword and stuff like that. So I like it. It's fun. Basically, what's different to it to an extent is that you can upgrade your character and level up and stuff like that, which, you know, that's my bag. I love that kind of shit. Any game with a leveling mechanic is gold for me. So it's 99 cents, so pick it up if you're into those kind of games, which you obviously know I am because I've talked about more than a few of them. And then the last game I played was Grand Theft Auto 3 on the iPad. It's also on
the
iPhone.
Yeah, I almost bought this, but then I was kind of like, there's no point because I won't play it because I don't like on-screen controls.
I've only messed with it a little, and I haven't really done any kind of combat, but I've done driving. I think the driving works perfectly fine because it's just, you know, I'm always a fan of controls for the touchscreen that are just left and right and fuck up and down or anything, or don't give me a steering wheel. Just, you know, oh, left and right, that's all I need, and, you know, gas and brake. And it works pretty well. So, I mean, I can drive without any kind of issue. I don't drive into things or people or stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm kind of curious as to how the combat will work. It might be very difficult with that, you know, just like trying to lock on, like, I don't know, what are you going to click a button? And then you're going to have to go back down to click fire and stuff like that. So that could be where it kind of loses me. But it looks very, very pretty on there. And I mean, that's still probably my favorite Grand Theft Auto game. And it has and will always have the greatest station of all time, Chatterbox. There will never be a better station than that. So yeah, I don't know. It might already be back up to its $5 price. But I picked it up when it was on sale for $2.99. So that's really not a bad deal for that game. And I'm not exactly sure how much of a battery killer it is. I would assume it's pretty high, but it wasn't that much of a problem on iPad, which is where I played it, because I figured on my iPod, which doesn't have the latest hardware like the 4S,
right,
you know, it probably would run not as well and would just destroy the battery. So that's pretty much all I played. So
cool.
I say we do plugs.
Yeah, let's get this shit over with. I got some Star Wars to play.
Plug some shit for me. PixelatedSausage.com, PixelatedRadio.com, at Kush3 on Twitter, at PSausage, and at Pixelated Radio are the, you know, website and the podcast Twitter handles. And then you can also check out Sign In Podcast and the Pull List Podcast. They're at signinpodcast.com or pseudoradio.blogspot.com. And also check out the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast, which is at twoheadednerd.com. And Undercover Unitards, where they talk about nonsense.
Which is cool, because I like nonsense.
I want to start a new podcast called In Cover Mono Tarts. I don't know.
Overcovered in your tards?
I don't know. In your face, multi-tards.
All right, and I'm Henderson Man on just about everything. Find me on the Lord Previn service of Star Wars The Old Republic. I'll be the smuggler, green smuggler chick that looks like Rashida Jones.
You can also find all this kind of info on the site at Pixelated Sausage. You know, there's a, on the left, there's a page for me, and I put a page for you.
Hey guys, this is also something. iTunes.
Yeah.
This little thing called iTunes. Fucking review us.
Yeah, give us a review.
We haven't had one in a while. Forever. We need some reviews.
And make sure it's 5 stars or go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
if you're not going to give us 5 stars, you know what? Go blow yourself, you motherfucker.
Now they're going to really give us one review.
You are all a bunch of assholes. Play this for your mother, bitch.
All right, that's going to be it for the show. Everybody, have
If you want to leave us a voicemail like everyone else, you can dial 312-772-5874.
Yep.
Leave us a voicemail. Please let it be crazy.
This will be our last show for the year. We'll be back next year.
Yeah, which is, you know, a few weeks.
All right. It's like a week. It's like a week. Less than a week.
Well, it's 2 weeks.
Like 5 days.
Well, when the next show is, we'll be fucking two weeks.
Yeah,
bitch.
Well, no,
you a bitch. They a bitch. Everyone's a bitch.
Whatever. Let's get out of here. I'd like that.
Yeah. Catwoman's a bitch, man.
Don't call her bitch, man. You're going to piss off the internet.
She's a pussy.
What? No.
What the fuck are we doing? Let's end this. God damn it. Goodbye.
Later. Friends with shadows on my wall. All night. Hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep. Because tomorrow might be good for something. I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, 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 I'm not crazy. It's a ninja! Shing! Hold on a second, my dog just took off with something. I gotta find out what it was.
Alright. He's back.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. I think I was doing the Three's Company theme song, but I can't. It's something. Whatever. So yeah, Batman.